How you like me now? Welcome to the Cash Considerations Podcast. Today is Friday, January 5th, and that little change it up, thanks to DJ Newbie, this is the Cash Considerations Money Show, Cool Mo D style, how you like me now. I love it. I'm Dave Sherapin, a sportsbook consigliere at Sports BK Consig. The boys are with us here, as always. We're on different schedules sometimes, but we always got to find time to get together. The time is right now. As always, the executive producer of the show, the strategist of the show, the glue guy, the one that makes sure we sound good, look good, and keeps everything on the tracks, Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks on the Twitter. Noobs, you're still bopping your head. You still got music in those headphones?
Oh, yeah. For the people who need the money, don't worry. I just wanted to bring it in with a little something different. You know, how you like me now because, man, shit's dropping all over the place, Dave. We won't get into it here, but, you know, how you fucking like me now, baby? Told you so. That's that and the other thing, but we'll leave that for another show, Dave. We'll leave that for another time.
Absolutely.
Maybe, maybe some special shows up and coming for the Cash Considerations listeners. Yes, well, you have to stay tuned.
Yeah, you gotta just keep hitting the subscribe button. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get the podcast wherever you get it. Working on some stuff for 2024.
People Happy like New YouTube. Year to those of you. We got a little something there. We got some stuff cooking in the oven, Dave.
That's and we gotta go to the tribal chief. If we're cooking,
is he here?
He's Tony Yannizzi at Tony Yannizzi, Yannizzi. Tony, fresh off of all the holiday party circuit. He's doing his own circuit with the Hard 75, looking good, feeling good, reading books, and making time for us here on the Cash Considerations Podcast. Tony, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Friday night, big Friday night ahead. No, really not a big Friday night ahead. Football's coming to an end, thank Christ. And basketball season starting to get hot. Basketball's starting to get hot. So we're here.
Here we go. All right. Well, format
Knicks,
of the show.
Knicks Sixers tonight, actually.
That's going to lead off the show. What we're going to do is swing around to sports quickly like we
genuinely
do.
Genuinely didn't know that.
Yeah. And we're going to try.
Oh, I don't know the Sixers schedule.
I don't.
The man's busy working, doing some other things. He's working, he's been telling everybody for months about the Eagles and saying that. But, yes, swing around the sports quickly, get to the Enrapture 8 to make sense of a week that nobody can make sense of. I say it all the time, finish every show with nobody knows shit. This is the ultimate nobody knows shit week, but we're going to try to make sense of it, give you the plays that at least we think they are. Fade them, follow them, doesn't matter. Just don't keep listening to the show. Yeah. Try to find, if you listen on 1.5, you can get this in a quick workout, a quick walk, some sets, a commute, wherever you do it. Listen to the show. Put your picks in for the contest. It's the last week of the regular season, and then we got some things in store for the playoffs. But let's start off with the basketball, Yannizzi. The Knicks are playing at the Sixers. The line is 6. People are going to listen to this show most likely after the game. So, unfortunately, they won't be able to use the actionable info that you're going to provide because you've been providing whatever you provide with the Knicks. It usually is the opposite.
Yes.
Because you haven't, you're too close to the team. You're a fan.
Well, you just suck at picking games.
It's fair. It's a fair assessment.
And they traded the guy. How did you feel about the trade, first and foremost?
I cried.
Did you actually cry tears?
No, yeah, Emmanuel quickly. I cried. He's my favorite player in the league.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Crying about
it had to happen. Andrew it had to happen, unfortunately. RJ Barrett was so bad that they had to send quickly to get rid of his contract. Now, fit wise for the team, I don't know if he fits perfectly. 3-and-D, great defensively. Is a good wing defender, which is what everyone in the league is looking for right now.
Okay.
All that move is telling me is that another move is coming, whether it's in this week, next week, before the deadline. They need another guard and a backup center. So, if they get another, I don't know. I don't know where the team goes. It's as far as Randall takes them, as far as I'm concerned. When he's on, they're tough to beat. And their defense with Ananobi the last two games has been great.
Okay.
So, tonight against the Sixers, I do like Philly. Bad matchup for the Knicks.
Perfect. Limit play on the Knicks. This is perfect. This is a limit play on the Knicks. I like the Knicks. Newbie, do you have an opinion on the basketball game tonight?
I genuinely did not know that they were playing. But if Anthony's on the Knicks, limit play on the Knicks.
No, he's on the Sixers. Play the song, dudes. Play the song.
I'm sorry. I honestly, when he started talking about 3-and-D or whatever the fuck he was saying, I'm not kidding, Dave. I wasn't listening even a little bit. Yeah, we know. So that's on me.
God forbid the Knicks and Sixers meet in the playoffs.
When even is the playoffs? They have playoffs in basketball?
Newbie has a trust process tattoo.
I'm the fraud, even though his team he picked against him. Anthony calls everybody frauds, but he's the biggest fraud in the business.
You're a fraud.
He's a fraud, yeah. It's just hilarious to me. Beard. Yeah, you see, here's the thing, Dave. He calls everybody frauds. He never picks his team, always picks against his team. He also says that he's an Eagles fan, even though he's Jets ride or die.
Go Birds.
Aaron Rodgers. Go Birds, so, fraud boy, he wants to pick the Sixers because the Sixers are the right side. Even though in the group chat the other day, Yanitsi was touting he beat the best team in the West or something, like literally getting so excited over a basketball game in January. Hilarious to me, but when you're a New York fan with nothing to cheer about, you got to get excited about January basketball. So the excitement comes to an end. Joel Embiid dropping points on people's head. What is he going to get, 30 and 10 again? It's all that he does. So I'm with Yanitsi. Lay the six.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden, Dan wants to talk basketball like he knows what he's talking about. Now, I don't watch the Sixers. What does Embiid do, 30 and 10? I magically knew. He just magically knew what Embiid scores.
He's in the content space. All right?
Fucking rat.
What's that cheese? You got any cheddar behind you, you little mouse?
I'm a Pepper Jack kind of guy. Pepper Jack for me.
Love watching Pepper every Jack. Sixers game. Let's go with me. Let's go, Maxie.
What's your favorite
Newbie,
cheese?
Newbie today Anthony? Voted Maxie for an all-star because there's three times the vote today. So Newbie was making different NBA accounts to vote for him.
Anthony, what's your favorite cheese, you rat?
What's your favorite cheese?
Yellow American.
That's it?
That's really boring.
Some sort of provolone or something.
I'm ham and cheese. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Yeah, go to my Twitter at Newbie Talks. Little shameless plug. I had a burrata pizza for the first time ever, bro. Bro.
Now, was the burrata cold?
No, it warmed up because of the pizza. I'm guessing it got put on cold. But dude, creamy, so good. There's a spot out here if they wanna sponsor the show when you guys are out here, Elefante. Fire food. When I first got there, they tried sitting me next to the kitchen where they were like slamming plates and shit like that. I pulled over the dude in the suit and I was like, bro, I'm here celebrating my girlfriend's 3 year sobriety. Like, can you get us a table where we can actually fucking hear each other talk? And they took care of us.
Sponsorship.
They took care. No. That's what I'm saying is they took care of us after a customer raised a complaint. That's excellent.
Well, that's what the Italians do.
That's excellent customer service. I'm pretty sure they were Mexican, but yes, Anthony.
All right.
Either way, I'm a Pepper Jack guy. Yeah, I like Pepper Jack. Through and through. That's my favorite cheese. Tweet at us your favorite cheese for all the rats at Cash Can Sid Show.
Yeah, at Newbie Twitter. Talks, the rat. I wasn't going to catch that bullshit that he gave me.
Last time we got together, the Pistons hadn't had a win. They finally got a win. Yanitsi said they're not that bad. They're playing at the Warriors tonight. The number's gigantic, boys.
Take the Pistons money line.
What? Pistons win?
Outright. Let me see right now what the line is.
10.5. You could take plus 390 on the money line in some places.
See, that's a little weird. They're only plus 390.
Yeah, you should be getting more. You'll probably be able to get more in-game. The Warriors off a buzzer beater from Jokic last night lost. Interesting. But, I think we got to keep an eye on the Pistons. their upcoming schedule, again, is very interesting. By the time we reconvene, they're at the Warriors tonight. They're at the Nuggets on Sunday. Then they go back home to play Sacramento. Then they play the Spurs at home. That might be the game. Did you see Wembanyama's move?
The block.
What, the block, then the behind-the-back dunk?
When he lost Giannis off the backdoor cut?
How about that?
But he still won't even win Rookie of the Year.
He can ball. There's no question about that. You know ball, and that's the end of the NBA portion of the show.
I was going to say. That's the horn that says we've done enough NBA talk. That's it. The NBA
that's
horn.
It. We got that out of the way.
NBA talk.
Hockey talk is a, like a 2 minute minor. We're going to keep it quick, keep it fast. The New York Rangers have the most points in the NHL. God forbid this team actually does it and gets good and actually makes a run in the spring. Mm. And we got this guy who's a Ranger fan who believes it's actually real. I'm not even giving you a form to say anything about that right now, Anthony. That's
no problem.
You're in the box. You're serving the 2 minute minor. This is when I'm talking right now. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was on national TV that the Penguins beat the Bruins in a 6-5 game that looked like it was supposed to be a dead under that wasn't, but 6-5 Penguins. Our friend PSU Auto's been getting pretty hot with the hockey. If you want to follow somebody that does period bets, he provides these charts, first period, second period, totals, a lot of things. He's at PSU Auto on the Twitter. The Penguins are coming. There's nobody that has more points in the league since December 12th than the Pittsburgh Penguins. Just keep that in the back pocket. Out west, Vegas Golden Knights, caca, stink, poop, crap, shit. They can't score. They allow goals. They lost in a rematch of the Stanley Cup to the Florida Panthers this week at home. Florida was only minus 120. The other Western team to keep on your radar if you're wagering, and we are somewhat of a wagering show, is the Seattle Kraken. Lightly priced in the market. Keep an eye on the Kraken. They were only minus 120 at home and pitched a shutout against Ottawa in their last game. That's your hockey 2 minutes. Mm. In the box, out of the box, eight in the box with B-How.
Miss it.
Was our other show. We're not doing that, but college football. Real quick, as said on the Cash Consideration show, Michigan, Washington, we had it nailed. That was it. You need to see. Monday night, you know ball. I know you're not interested because the Knicks are probably playing the Wizards or something on Monday night. I didn't even look, but you're more excited about something like that than the college football championship.
Not wrong. You are not wrong.
I know.
Fraud.
Do you have an opinion? Washington +4.5, Michigan -4.5.
Oh, no, it's a Michigan route. It's a Michigan route.
Michigan yep. route. Okay.
Yeah.
Noobs, a guy who played college football, knows football, watches football, has a really strong opinion on the Eagles, which he has told us every single week on this show. Did you watch either one of those games, Noob?
I actually did not. I spared myself because I hated every single team that was playing this weekend other than Washington. Unfortunately for Washington, Michigan in a route. Yeah, I think Michigan wins by 10. Like, that defense is sick. The offense finds a way to win. I think Penix is a lot of fun to watch, but I just think he hasn't run into a defense like Michigan. And it also helps when Michigan knows every play you're going to run. So that also helps them.
It's not been proven.
Yeah,
it
adds. I'm just saying.
It's not been proven.
Yeah, but Michigan, I would be comfortable laying anything with Michigan up to 6.5. I think they win by 10 points or more. Yeah, I don't think a teaser saves you in this game, to be honest. If you want to tease, I know you don't tease college football, but I'm saying even at 10.5, I think Washington loses. You know, maybe they keep it close to start. Michigan pulls away by the second half.
Okay. I'm gonna take the opposite. I'll be on the other side.
I hope so.
Waving at you with Washington. I think them plus the points is good. I think they're gonna keep it close enough that it'll be decided by a small number, or they win the game. So +4.5. That's where that number's going. I think they're live. I just think their offense will be able to move the ball enough.
And Big Michigan's 10 preview.
Get away
Dave.
From doing what they do.
Big so, 10 preview.
It actually is. I can't believe it's the end of the Pac-12. The end of Newbie moves west, and he breaks up the Pac-12.
That's what I do.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's coincidental.
I deserve
but
that.
There's no more Pac-12. And it's we're going to come out and partake in some Pac-12 softball, I believe.
1,000%.
And see and hang out with you and Kayla and go to this place with the cheese or sushi place.
Oh,
I got to go to the sushi.
I'm going. We're getting sushi tonight. I'll send a pic. I'll send a pic out on Twitter.
Sushi.
Yeah, sushi tonight.
Yeah, you need to. Are you a sushi guy?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hold the microphone up when you talk, please.
Hell yes.
Thank you. That gives you the base, and we can hear you. The people need to hear what you're saying when you talk, please.
Is grandma a sushi guy?
No, absolutely not.
I wouldn't. I that doesn't surprise me.
She's more into the, you know, pizza.
I love pastina, a pizza, dude. I love a pizza.
Steak, chicken.
I love that. Old school Italian right there.
Old school Italian, yes.
Old school Italian. All right. Well, that was swing through all the sports. We got that in pretty quick. Let's go right to the Enrapture 8. These picks provided by us every single week have been pretty good on the season. Newbie's got all the records. So he's going to provide that for you here in a second. The consensus went 1-2 last week. It's the first losing week for the consensus in months.
In months.
And somehow we ended up all on Minnesota. That pick, I heard back. I listened back to the show. That was one I wish we had back. By the time that game started, I was like, we are on a dead-ass wrong side.
Mm-hmm. Before it even started.
There was no reason that that quarterback should have played.
When you texted us and you go,
by Tommy DeVito,
when Dave goes, we need Minnesota tonight for the consensus, I just knew we were fucked. I was like, how is that?
Down the toilet.
I was like, how is that the linchpin?
Yeah, right? Flush the toilet. We need to flush the toilet soundbite.
All right. We'll get it out of the system.
Noobs, how did Anthony's and our records all work out with, like, Anthony picked every favorite?
So Anthony was chopping wood last week, and that leads him at a 3-6 record as we picked 9 last week. And if we would have kept the bonus pick off, we would have pushed with our consensus because the bonus pick was that Minnesota game. But 3-6 right for Anthony, 4-5 for Dave and I, as Dave eloquently said, 1-2 on consensus. So it's funny to me, the first time we ever put our records out on Twitter, it's our first losing week in about, I would say, 7 or 8 weeks. But on the year, Dave's still 20 games over 500, 54-34. I'm at 47-41. And Anthony has some work to do this week. He's sitting at 500 now after a 3-6 week. He is 44-44. Anthony, this is your week, man. I feel 8-0. 8-0 coming for my boy.
8-0, I fly to Vegas.
Deal.
8-0, you fly to Vegas. I pick you up.
Deal.
And you get your meals paid for by me while you're here.
8-0, I fly to Vegas.
You only get Del Taco. Del Taco for 4 straight meals, but you get your meals paid for.
It's okay. Del Taco sponsored.
Give me one steak.
I got a steak place.
They got steak burritos there. I don't know if it's made out of steak, but they got steak burritos.
Carne asada. That's what.
Hey, Chipotle does it for me.
I don't hate Chipotle.
Yeah, the kids are big fans of Chipotle. That's true. All right, favorite Mexican food place. Tweet us at the show. At
I like that.
We got people listening up in Detroit, out east, and the NYC. Thank you to those of you who found us in Morgantown, West Virginia. My goodness, Bihau must have mentioned that the show's live. I don't know what happened, but we got a zillion listens and stuff in Morgantown. Hopefully we helped you find winners and losers, but let's get to it, boys. Saturday, first game, the Steelers are playing the Ravens. It's not the full complement of players, though. Like, the Ravens are in uniform only. They're not playing nobody. The line has moved from 4-3, though. Like, the Steelers are -3 at Baltimore. I can't believe the number. 35 is the total. I ain't even waste nobody's time. I'm taking the Ravens plus the points. It's a field goal game. I already got +4 in my pocket. I see this act before. We're going on a second game on the road. Mason has looked pretty damn good, and I agree with the Steelers starting him. Kenny Pickett, if you're healthy, take one for the team. If you're not, I'd rather go with Mason, because if they win, that leads to the chaos on Sunday. If they lose, then Sunday lines are going to move and all these picks and numbers that we have are going to change. I'm first. I got Ravens plus the points. Newbie, plus or minus. And listen, let's just preface it with this. It's week 18. This might as well be the last week of preseason for a lot of these games. We don't know who's playing, who's not. I can't wait to get to the – I skipped the Rams game, but I wanted your opinion on Carson Wentz playing this week, Noobs. Is that an all-in on the rate on the Rams or the Niners?
It's all in on over total interceptions in that game. I can tell I can tell you that much. Whatever, alt line it, whatever you got
to
do.
No get respect to Sam Darnold.
Get intercept. Well, he's going to throw them, and Wentz is going to throw them. Like it's 1,000% a better defensive score in that game because there will be defensive scores in that game.
Good call. Yeah, that's a good call.
1,000% You pick either one of them. As far as this game goes, Dave. I don't know if OBJ is playing or not, but if he gets 5 catches, 250K bonus, gets 2 touchdowns, 500K bonus, he probably isn't going to play. But as far as, you know, I'm taking the points. Baltimore plus the 3. There's only a finite amount of people on a roster. So, like, here's the thing is people are like, oh, all the starters are resting. Like, there's still only 54 guys or 53 guys on the roster. So you're telling me that Harbaugh doesn't have guys who can go in and play against a bad Pittsburgh team. Anthony loves the pick. He's stripping because he's so excited. We're taking 3. Anthony's going to make it a consensus here.
What are you doing, Yanitzi? I mean, you look good, that man. I mean, this working out and eating clean is really, really nice. I mean, you being naked on the show.
This is nice.
If we ever go to this video, it's going to be
homo-erotic.
Awesome.
Very homoerotic.
My room is hot. My room is hot. Steelers cover. So remember that one, boys.
Okay.
Anthony, all right, so he's back to chopping wood. So, Anthony, you really don't want to go 8-0. So, 7-1 is still in the cards for Anthony. 7-1
is still good. Yes. Game number 2, Texans at the Colts. This is essentially a playoff game. Texans on the road at Indy. They're the favorite, though, -1. The total's 47.5. Newbie, you're first here. What do you like in this game?
Man, I'll tell you what. I feel like you got to tease up Indianapolis, right? You got to take them up. If there's a 1.5 there, or you take the 6.5-point teaser, maybe you pair them with a Miami Dolphins. I know our guy Gumpy likes that. So I don't have quite a paradise because I don't have the other leg that I like. But I told you guys, did I not? Go back to our season preview. I said Houston over win total, Houston to make the playoffs. I said the second that they signed D'Amico Ryans, a guy who I've met, a guy who I have a lot of respect for, they weren't just coming to come this far. Houston wins the game. If C.J. Stroud is playing, then we're coming, and we're coming hard. -1, lay it. Coming hard with the wood here.
Laying the wood. Short wood.
You wonder why I took my shirt off.
Yeah,
believe me. Pause. Things are getting hot in here. We're going to have to drop Nelly next time. Are you getting hot in here? Yanitzi, you're next. Are you?
CJ Stroud's my favorite quarterback in the league, so this is easy.
Really?
Well, all we need to know, Dave, the last 2 weeks, if there's a minus next to a team, I'm going to start writing them down. So Anthony has
Buffalo. There.
I love everything about the Houston story.
The NFL doesn't want the Colts in the playoffs.
That's why they're going to get in.
Yeah.
That's why they're going to get in. I'm taking the Colts. I'm taking a home
an
team.
Asshole.
I'm sorry. I just got off the phone with our guy Gumpy. They're going to the game. He's all excited. He's going to the Pacers game tonight. That's why he couldn't join us, but that's okay.
I don't hate
it. We love
it.
You anyway, Gump. I'm just gonna sit here and be a book guy and say let everybody bet the Colts because that is or let everybody bet the Texans because that is the story. That is the better team. Everything about it. Coach, listen, the guy's done a great job with the Colts too. Minshew mania runs wild one more time.
And
in
this game also, Dave, flies over the total.
Over.
All day. Like that's the bet in this game.
Over.
You gotta go over for Joe Flacco. Got to go over to total. He's just slanging that rock. C.J. Stroud, don't really like C.J. Stroud. There's something about him that I don't like, but game's going over.
It's something about him.
Game's going over.
What is your Baltimore name? What do we call you when you go to that, like, Cousin Cooter?
What kind of names they got in Baltimore? I don't know.
He'd be like a Kyle.
Kyle, yeah, that's a Kyle right there. Kyle, I got a Charm City tat on my neck with some dice that are rolling. I got a lifted Ford F-150 that I'm still making $400 payments on every single month. But there's just something about some of these quarterbacks. You just can't trust them. I can't put my finger on it, but this game's going over.
Game number
that's
3.
That's the Kyle lock of the week.
Rapture 8. What did you say? I missed it.
I said it's the Kyle lock of the week. That game's going over. Bet your house. Bet all your Old Bay. All of it's going over.
the Old Bay play of the week.
Yeah.
Old Bay sponsor the segment. Old Bay's great, especially when Newbie says it in his Kyle Baltimore accent.
Well done, Yanisi.
Not accident. It's on purpose. Falcons, Saints. Yanisi, you're first. Saints -3. Falcons +3. 42 is the total. Basically, win and then need help. You need Tampa to lose later or at the same time to Carolina. But what do you think about this one here, Tony? Laying 3 or taking 3? I mean, I'm going to make it -280 that you're saying Saints -3.
Mm-hmm. I already wrote it.
I have no choice because I like the Saints in this game.
Jesus Christ.
They look good against Tampa. I think they're going to keep it interesting to see what the Bucs do. I laid a 3.
No hesitation. I'm next. I'm also laying the 3, which scares me when I'm doing it with Yanisi, but that's okay. Boy, you look great. I mean, you got to keep this, whatever manscaping you're doing up top, it's working.
I got to shave.
A little bit much, but it's okay. It looks.
You know what it is? It's like fucking 25 degrees outside. So if I got a little bit more layer on me.
Yeah, that's fine. You need that layer. It was 34 here this morning. It's freezing in Vegas. It's really cold. I had 34 in the desert. Feels like 10 where you're at. But keep up the manscaping. It looks good. Noobs, be a voice of reason here. Are you laying or taking with the Saints and the Falcons? Hello from the other
side. It was the slam spot last week to lay it with the Bears. That was actually the one consensus pick that we got right because it was a horrible spot for Atlanta. They got to play outside. It's cold. We ain't looking good. But they're in a dome this week. And with how horrible they looked, I'm not trusting Derek Carr in a must-win type of game. Give me Atlanta plus the points.
Makes perfect sense. That's probably the right side. And I would change my play, but last week we changed the play.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
And it was no good. I mean, we did – Mikey Awesome did make sure – to make sure that it was okay.
I appreciate that. And,
I did too. He asked me to ask Yanisi, can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Mm.
And I said, I'm sure Yanisi can smell what anybody's cooking.
That's true.
Especially what Newbie's cooking. So
that's true.
I mean, we just, you know, we know any wrestling reference is good. Yanisi knows what that is, right, Tony? You remember those days?
don't question me with wrestling related items. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Game number 4 of the Enrapture 8 is Newbie's team. Mm. All this kid does is give us winners every single week with this team. It's up to 5.5. They're playing at the Meadowlands in Yanisi's backyard. He's still a Jets fan, but he won't admit it. The Giants are hosting the Eagles. They just played 2 weeks ago. The Giants covered a gigantic number in Philly.
Horrible number.
Are they doing it again?
That was a horrible number, by the way, on Christmas.
And it's steamed.
Yeah, and if you listen to the show, I told you that was a horrible number. The syndicates who have either bet on or against the Eagles, they've lost their ass this year, and that's why they're all victory lapping on Twitter, because they can't pick against them enough. Luckily, they made up on the back end. Here's the thing on this game, though, Dave. Eagles are scoreboard watching in this game, right? And there's also talk in the locker room, GM and owner wants Nick Sirianni to be sitting the players because this game affected. Dallas Cowboys aren't losing as double-digit favorites to Washington, and that is the only way that this game matters, even one iota to the Eagles. You take the Giants +5.5, but here's the better way to do it is obviously take Giants +5.5. But, you know, scoreboard watch and see what's happening with the Washington Commanders and Dallas Cowboys game. Once Dallas pulls out and they're in a comfortable lead, I'm not sure if the algorithm on live betting is going to adjust for that, Dave. I think playing New York Giants second half live is going to be a really good spot for you because the Eagles are going to take the foot off the gas. Giants are going to want to stick it to them. I'm taking the 5.5 for show purposes, but if you really want to make money, scoreboard watch, wait for the algorithm to slip up, and when you're getting a nice price for second half on the Giants, that's when you bet it.
I'm second everything you said. I got the Giants plus the points because I actually listened to the show and you do know ball, especially Philadelphia Eagles ball. There's no chance I'm fading you. There's no chance I'm not taking the points. God. And that would leave it to Yanisi. And you see the pain on his face right now. He has to either pick a dog and ride consensus on the cash consideration show.
No.
Or what?
What is this? This is a what sign
finger?
Is this?
This minus. Is a, he's laying it.
Minus.
God,
minus.
You sick minus. Son of a bitch!
You're laying the points with this bird team.
Minus.
Have you wait? But seriously, is this like a bit or like you?
No,
really...
I swear to God, like I'm not even joking with you. I just I like these. Like I can't do anything about the picks that I like.
Yeah, you can't. You really think... Yeah, you can't. That's for
I
sure.
I can't. I can't.
See
I
how
can't
nice go... this shirt is, though. Look at this thing.
Oh man, brotherly shove. You got a brotherly shove shirt.
He doesn't even believe in his own team, so he should
how
be wearing
sick that,
is
that. How sick God, is that? And the new great. Hat, corduroy. Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, you look great in a green.
I still love them. I still. Here's the problem, Dave, is I'm blessed with the curse of knowledge and knowing my team because I don't want to be having to fade them every week. I don't want to be right when I see how these things go.
Not this week, Charles.
When I okay, that's fine. In a game that really doesn't matter, that's fine.
Hey, I'll take it. I haven't hit on the Eagles in like fucking 6 weeks. Because
you don't listen to me. You don't. I've literally laid out
well,
the script
I stand with
for
the Bird Gang.
I laid out the script for you.
He has. I mean, he's laid it out for everybody listening to the show all over the world.
I stick with the
Birds. Dave, actionable info. Eagles give haven't covered me. A spread since their lucky win in Kansas City, and they whoa. Wouldn't have covered that game if MVS could catch worth a shit. Giants, this week. Giants sneaky 5-1 against the spread run. They're not winning ooh. Games, but they're covering them plus 5.5.
Tyrod.
Okay. Actionable.
Bring I love DeVito.
DeVito's not playing. Let it go. Schmuck. I know you love the Italians, schmuck. And I know everything. Please,
you got the
short
under the stick.
He's a schmuck.
Yeah. Come on. All right. Game number 1, 2, 3, 4.
Five.
This is 5.
This is 5.
Bears, Packers.
Mm. Go Bears. No Bears.
Packers -3. Total 45. You need C? You're first.
Go Pack Go.
Oh, I'm so
go
shocked.
Pack Go. Lay to 3 with the Green Bay Packers. You want to know why? Because please. Justin Fields said, what do they have to do in Green Bay? They got nothing besides bowl. You don't poke the beast like that.
They don't. They're, well, they're not a beast to poke.
You don't poke the Lambo creatures like that.
Really?
The Lambo leapers. You don't
this
do
is
it.
Real?
Lay to 3 with Green Bay. Play of my week.
Wow.
Yuck.
All right. Well, I'm taking the Bears plus the points.
Yeah, we know.
I have to do it. It may be square as could be.
It is.
The Bears were good to us last week, and it is could be the square dog of the week. That's fine. They haven't won in Green Bay in like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't. I mean, but that was Aaron Rodgers' time. Jordan Love
my QB.
Played great. Yeah, your QB.
2024. Yeah. We back, baby.
Yeah, he'll play Bears another two plays.
I don't want the Packers to be a consensus play. Noobs, your serve, whatever you'd like.
It is the square dog of the week. Chicago getting the 3 points. The play in this game, Dave, the over. The over. I put it in again. For that was my best bet on the Gold Sheet TV show that I did yes. with Eric Pauly. I'm on the over in this game. Because like the Packers team, like they've been scoring on the back end, like enough, a lot of people aren't talking about how good Jordan Love has been. And for what it's worth, if the Packers get in the playoffs, he gets $500,000 just for making the playoffs and $500,000 for every playoff win. I'm not saying that's a buy on sign, but he's going to be balling out in this one. Chicago's offense, they've been scoring points. This Packers yep. team has scored 20 points or more in 7 straight weeks. It doesn't stop ooh. Here. I'm taking the 3, though, Dave. I'm with you. It's so square. It's the chumpiest play because this is like this is the sell high spot if you want to on the Chicago Bears. If there can be a yep. sell high spot on this team, I'm buying it. I'm an idiot. I'm taking the 3.
Speaking to the doctor last night, the doctor's down in the Costa Rica area working in the joint, and we were talking, texting about the games, and he said this is the ultimate buy high on the Bears, and you just said it. You're absolutely right, all of which is true. Sometimes those get there, sometimes those don't, but I got to take the points because I think it's a field goal game, and I actually think the Bears could win.
Yeah.
They could get blown out too.
I think,
that
too,
is the theme.
The team is the team is fully behind wanting Justin Fields back, and I think they're going to ball out for him, which is why it makes me push yeah. towards the over. We have to pick the sides on this, but I love the over in this game.
Over. Speaking of overs, Seahawks at the Cardinals. Mm. Another game, -3 with the road team. Seahawks minus 3 and 47.5 is the total. I think this game goes over as well. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, no weather issues, no nothing like that. But again, I'm going first. I'm taking the dog. This is one of those situations where if I was in a pick 'em league, and I have been in pick 'em leagues, I'm not in one where you pick every game. I would almost circle every dog this week. Almost circle every dog and just live with the results. I think the dogs end up with more than the favorites. And we'll run the games real quick here at the end. But in the Enrapture 8 with the Seahawks at the Cardinals, I am putting the D. By the way, pause. Newbie said before about coming in and out of
and
something.
And hard and all that stuff.
Right.
Pause.
Pause. Exactly. I'm going hard with the Cardinals. Like Newbie sometimes says, money line. Cardinals win the game. Ruin the Seahawks postseason plans. Plus 3. Noobs, you're next.
Geno Smith, alternate passing yards, 275 or over. It's plus 120. Bet that. Bet 300 yards or more and over. That's plus 230. Bet that. Ladder it up with 325. That's plus 450. Over. If Geno Smith wins this game, they're in the playoffs, they're cooking, they're feeling good. It's like a $2 million payday for him. Geno Smith, masterclass incoming, Seattle minus the spot. Everybody wrote him off. He's writing them back. Geno Smith in the playoffs. Pick your favorite Geno Smith props and bet him over. I love Geno this week against the Kaka defense, who made my birds look like a fucking joke.
Kaka for sure.
And confirm.
We used to have one side, one total, one prop. Newbie just gave you three props.
It's a little ladder action for you. Yeah.
Little ladder.
Yeah. What if I give you a fourth play?
Well, what? Nobody clear wants your play. Clear your throat. What is it?
I give you a fourth play.
Go deep. Come on, give it to us.
Jackson Smith Njigba.
Uh-huh.
100 yards, tutty. Yeah.
I like that. Really? I like that.
Slip them together.
I like that.
Seahawks okay. Minus 3. Throw that in there.
I like that.
Seahawks minus 3.
Throw that in there.
This is good.
I haven't picked.
You're six for six so far with the favorites.
I haven't picked a dog in 2 weeks. This is not good.
This is not good. I mean, you should be able to see the board a little bit. Do you wear glasses or contacts ever?
No, I have LASIK.
Oh, it looks great, too. Wow. All the pictures you take and post.
Anthony. It's unbelievable. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 100 or more receiving yards and anytime touchdown, 13-1.
Really? Parlay?
I like that. I like
that. The kid can get out of the hole. He finally gave the kid a play. Don't tweet it. Yeah. You can only get it here on the Cash Considerations
I'm
podcast.
Betting that.
Holy crap.
I'm betting that. I like that, Anthony. That's, this gets tutty. You out. 100 this, and a tutty. This is
when
the
it hits, we call it the 100 and the tutty lay.
This is the Yanitzi legacy play incoming. Yes. This is the Yanitzi legacy if this thing hits. 13-1. And just in case people miss it, Smith and Jigba over 100 yards receiving. And Jigba anytime touchdown. 13-1 on the green book.
Yeah, I'm gonna lock this in with you.
Yeah, we're doing this.
All right, perfect. Ride. That's it. Ride with the boys right there. You got it. You got it straight from the people. Yanitzi, coming right back to you. Oh, no. This is Newbie's turn to go first. Pardon me. Newbie's first because we got the last game of the night at the night game. That's Anthony gets to lead that one off. So we got Vikings and Lions. Lions now 3.5, total 45. Noobs, this one's like a jigsaw puzzle because I don't know. The Lions can – move up to the 2, but only if Dallas loses. Dallas is playing Washington. There's no chance. If Dallas loses to Washington, they got more problems than anybody. There's no way they're losing at Washington. I don't think so. Vikings plus 3.5. Lions minus 3.5. What do you do with this game, Noobs?
Dan Campbell doesn't go into games not aiming to whoop your ass. It doesn't matter who he has out there. They'll bite ankles. They'll this, they're that. I saw all I needed to do with Nick Mullins. This is square as shit. I'm laying the 3.5.
Well, I mean, I should have already written the A, but you already written the A, right? Anthony?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's
you
showing us his bet. Yeah. Congrats. Right.
The people can't hear you host putting up your phone to the screen.
Yeah.
Did you just placed it in Jigba?
Just showing the boys.
Since Anthony did that shit, I'll do the handicap for him. Dan Campbell's a dog. Jared Goff, dog. Lay it at 3.5. Sound good?
Keep it moving.
You're welcome.
That's an N. That's an A. And it's our first consensus play for the boys in Detroit. Play it, noobs.
Now, I can't help it that I'm custom made. I can't help it that I look good, smell good, can dance all night long. I can't help it.
Now, also, complete pause here, guys. If somehow Dallas does lose to Washington, Eagles beat the Giants, Detroit beats Minnesota, I will hands-free ejaculate if that happens. No touching needed. It will happen.
Pause. Double pause. That's the first time that's ever been mentioned that it's even possible here on the Cash Consideration Show. Unbelievable.
You got a pause.
I thought you had a nugget coming later.
Yeah, there's a nugget, all right.
Major nuggets right now. Yeah. That was unreal. You guys wrecked the car listening to the show. That was actually pretty funny. No hands.
I got no use for this guy.
No use at all. Well, you better have a use for this. It's the last game of the Enrapture 8. It's the last game of the NFL regular season. And it means the winner of the AFC East, this is your division. You're supposed to know this joint. You're supposed to have a feel for all of these teams that play here. So I have the A next to you on Bills Dolphins. Bills minus 3, 48.5. Oh, man, you're already stressing. Don't stress. Leave that. Just breathe a little bit. What do you like, Ant? Is it minus 3 or plus 3? Do you have to? I mean, these are your mortal enemies. The teams that you dislike the most, along with the New England Patriots, which we'll get to in a second. Minus 3 or plus 3? Would you dare take a dog at home?
Give me the Dolphins. Give me the motherfucking Dolphins this week. Plus
what?
3, I'm breaking these 15.
I'm shocked.
15 in a row. Chop, chop wood, lay the favorite.
You picked the worst dog on the board.
Home. Good team. Dolphins on the road against good teams, bad team. The Bills this year have been fraudulent to me.
Oh, what?
And I think this is the two pick Josh Allen week comeback.
Oh boy, Bills.
They've been up and down all year. They've been riding a nice wave. Don't get me wrong, but something about this Miami team when they play at home. I don't like the Bills secondary enough to stick with Tariq. I mean, especially, you know, unfortunately Tariq's house went on fire. Maybe that's a little more motivation for the Dolphins to pick him up, play around him.
Wow.
Tua at home has played very well this year. Sunday Night Football. Oh, dude, I don't believe in the Bills, honestly. I think the Bills blow it up this year after this year. I think McDermott's gonna be gone. Trey Diggs. No, I think they'll blow it up. And I don't really love Miami either. I'm not crazy on the Dolphins either. Okay. I think they're, you know, in the playoffs, they'll be a little fraudulent.
Mm.
But to say that they won't win the division Sunday Night Football at home and you're getting 3, give me the Dolphins here.
I can't believe it. I already had – I got to scratch out my pen mark and because I had you as a minus on the minus 3.
Me too.
Noobs, I'm shocked.
I'm floored.
What do you got in this game?
I was trying to see if I could rebuff Anthony there, but
when you know bull, you know bull.
Well, I mean, let's not get carried away here. But Miami at home as a favorite, 6-2 against the number, 17 over 17 points. Their average margin of victory as home favorites. When Buffalo goes on the road, I think they're just 1-3 as away dogs. So against the number,
away favorites.
Oh yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. This is actually the first time this season that Miami has been a dog at home. It's because of all the injuries. This is the wise guy play of the week. Every person who sells picks, every person who gives out picks, every person who goes up with a duffel bag, they're on Buffalo laying the 3. They've been pretty spot on with Buffalo this year when they lay it. I'm taking the points with Anthony. I don't know why. I feel like it's because you told me Gump likes them. I got to ride with my man Gumpy. I'm taking the 3 points, Dave.
Gumpo, honorary Italian.
Absolutely, he is. Push the button, Noob.
What?
Push the button.
I thought for sure you're with the bad guys here.
Now, I can't help it that I'm custom made. I can't help it that I look good, smell good, can dance all night long. I can't help it.
Can't help it. I got to do it. This is be one of those ones. So many things are coming down to the end. The Bills season win total, which was a big bet over for a lot of books, is riding on this. All the parlays, all the teasers. This is the last hurrah. This game is gigantic handle. It's a monster game. Josh Allen to throw a pick, yes. Tua to throw a pick, probably yes.
Like that.
They're probably both going to throw picks. The total's so high, makes no sense. It should go over. It most likely won't because the Dolphins are going to win the game. Leave it at that. That's for the Enrapture 8. Let's run it, boys, quickly so Yanitzi can go out with Grandma and get dinner. I don't want anybody stabbing anybody. I don't want anybody but yelling at anybody. We are moving, grooving, keeping it moving. Cowboys at Commanders. Quickly, one word, Cowboys, yes. Noobs?
Yeah, actually, I'm taking the points with Washington.
Are you?
Yeah, I think it ends up being closer. NFL drama, bad calls and stuff in that game. They get it done, but what is the number? Like 14, something like that?
13 and a half.
Yeah, I'll give me the 13 and a half.
All right. Yanitzi?
13 and a half?
Yes.
He's chopping wood, Dave. Next game.
Plus 13 and a half.
Oh!
Plus? Oh, wow. Rams and Niners. Tony, laying four, taking four.
I'll lay the four.
I will also lay the four.
I have
Noobs,
to bet.
This is your guy.
Yeah, I have to bet with Carson Wentz. I absolutely have to. I'm going to bet his, like, passing yards over. I'm going to bet him to get a touchdown, passing touchdown. I have to. It's my boy. Wentz is back, baby. Wentz is back. I think I still have the little dream sequence in here still. No, I took it out. But Wentz is back.
Took it out.
Wentz is back.
You played that music.
Yeah, the love. I took it out of here because I couldn't look at it anymore.
The Browns-Bengals, seriously, this line is 7. I'm dog only. I Browns or nothing, and I hope for
Joe Flacco
personal sake, I hope that game goes under. Mm. I hope they run the ball. Everybody just wants to go home. It's an ugly day in Cincy. Nobody gives a crap. A lot of business decisions are made. Give me the points. Noobs, Browns or Bengals?
Browns or nothing, Joe Flacco. Let's ride.
Flacco. Anthony?
Give me the Brownies. I'm bought in.
All right. Excellent. Well, hopefully we'll be getting the matchups. We'll know who they're playing, and we'll have our playoff preview, at least wild card weekend plays and stuff. Jets and Patriots. The Patriots beat the Jets every single time. It's a caca game. It's
maybe the Jets.
Last game. You want the Jets?
You're wrong. Goddamn Jets.
Anthony on the Jets. I already wrote the D next to the Patriots. Noobs, which one do you want?
Jets. Money line.
Really? Okay.
Big win.
I'm by myself with the crap Patriots.
Yeah. They're going to give – this is their last chance to give the up yours to Belichick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then we give them the quarterback that they want with that loss. So –
eat that, Yanitzi.
Okay. All right, if you'd say so. Jags at Titans. This is one of those ones that I swear I've heard a lot of people that I know respect, blah, 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 are all on the Titans. I happen to agree with them. Something ain't right with Jacksonville. Uh-huh. Something ain't right. That's going to be an ugly game. Give me the Titans plus the points. Anthony, dare you take a home dog for once in your life?
Never in my life.
Trevor Lawrence, he's him. He's him, brother. Even though he's been injured every single game. Jags, absolute free fall, four straight L's. This is the ultimate Vrabel spot. This is to warn people, just because it is a must win doesn't mean it's a will win. Typically, you're in a must win because you fucking stank. Take the point, Dave. Sprinkle a little on the money line.
There you go. Broncos, Raiders, like some of the games this week are impossible.
Shit. Lay it.
All right. Lay it. You guys are lay it. I'll take it.
All right. They love this head coach, by the way. This Raiders head coach is playing for a job. They win this game and the defense balls out like that.
Should already have the job.
Agreed.
Shouldn't he?
Agreed. But it's Mark Davis. He needs a guy with a good haircut. Mark Davis needs a guy because Mark Davis, he always sees himself as the coach. Like, that's why they hired John Gruden, because Mark Davis looked in the mirror and thought that he was John Gruden. Like, so the fact that the head coach is bald really hurts his chances, because Mark Davis, he looks at his bowl cut. He loves a guy with a nice head of hair.
Wow. Okay. He should already have the job. We'll see. The Raiders have had a pretty successful season based on everything that went down. So, after the turnaround with the coach. Bucks and Panthers, boys, this can't be Panthers. This easy, can it? Bucks minus 4.5.
Panthers.
38.5 is the total.
Panthers.
I'm sorry, 36.
Panthers money line.
Panthers money line?
Mm-hmm. Panthers actually haven't been bad. If, like, you look at their DVOA stats on the back end, they actually haven't been terrible, and they've been covering numbers.
All right. I have the Panthers circled on my list too. So if we were keeping track of that, which we're not, we're all on the Panthers plus the points. See how that goes. Last game, seriously, how do you bet this game with real money? I don't know how you do it. If you do, good luck to you. The Chargers are up to 3.5. The total's 35. I don't know if anybody's playing at all in either side. This is an under. This is a run. Or if they actually have the backups all playing for real, this game flies over. It's silly. The whole thing is silly. I think you take. I would only take the Chiefs plus the points. I wouldn't ever actually bet the game for real. Chiefs plus the points. You need to see where you're at with this.
He's going to lay it with Easton Stick, this schmuck.
No. Give me the Chiefs.
Who's the quarterback of the Chiefs?
TBD this week.
Who's the coach of the Chiefs?
Honestly, it may not even be Andy Reid this week.
And who's the tight end of the Chiefs?
You may have Taylor Swift play tight end this week.
That's really hard. I don't think any of them are going. Andy's going to be on a sideline, but he ain't even wearing a headset probably. Unbelievable, silly game. Noobs, you got to take the points, though.
I abstain from picking in this game. Instead, I'm going to tell you, bet Chris Jones to have a sack, even if you need to lay juice to do it. If Chris Jones gets a half sack, the man makes $1.25 million. Not many starters are going to be playing, but they're putting Chris Jones in there. They're going up against the defense or the offense who allows the like eighth most pressure, something like that. Chris Jones, right, to have a sack, bet that, even if you have to lay juice. He will have a sack on Sunday.
Love it. Did you dive deep this year into the incentive?
Yeah, but it's ruined now. That's why I only gave out a couple of them, because the nerds all over the place, instead of actually betting things and winning money, they would rather tweet it out and be right and grow their follower count. So there's no value in incentive props. And if you look, that's why no props are up, because the books aren't going to get got. Like, if you know about it and then Twitter knows about it, the books know about it, folks. You're not scooping anyone. The days of contract incentives being valuable in the prop market, long gone. Thanks a lot, Action Network.
Bye-bye. Yeah, they're done. The book knows, too. Nobody knows shit, but the book knows about those contract incentives. When a guy needs 49 yards for money, the book puts up 60.
Yeah,
says,
I think.
You want to bet it?
I'm going to see. I have a list of the props that I think you're going to get a bad number. I guarantee you, 85% of the props or more, the guy goes over, cashes an incentive, and goes under the book number. Watch it. We'll circle back on next week's edition.
Yes, sir. We book guys know stuff too. They pay attention. It's actually part of the gig. All right, that's the Enrapture 8 plus all the bonus picks. The games are done. We're moving and grooving right along. Yanitzi put his hand up, and he's still not wearing pants. What do you want, Anthony?
No, I have to say that. I need to check off of here.
Oh, okay.
Godspeed.
I made the plays. I made it through.
Noobies Nuggets. What's your question, noobs?
So I'll pose it before Anthony leaves. The question is for the folks. I'm not gonna grab the intro music so we can get everybody out of here. I don't want any answer. I don't want anything from either of you. Noobies Nuggets. Can you say you know ball if you've never given your friends a winning pick? This is a hypothetical question. Can you say you know ball if you have never given your friends a winning pick? That is the Newbies Nuggets for this week, and Anthony has signed off. He must have felt that was targeted. I don't know, Dave, but that is the Newbies Nuggets for this week. Can you say you know ball if you have never given a winning pick? We'll see what Twitter thinks. At Cash Consid Show.
Oh, boy. And he walked us off like that.
That was good.
He didn't show us from the waist down on the way out.
That was good.
So, Tony, when you listen back to the show, we love you. We were hoping you were going to give us a take a minute, at least something on the way out. But, I mean, Noobs, have you ever, like, done shows or worked with people in the content space like Anthony, who's as busy as could be when the time is to be doing the shows and stuff like
No, I have never worked with someone who's somehow at, I mean, if you're ever wondering why, like, the show doesn't get dropped on a consistent basis at the same time, unless I'm traveling, and you know I bring my shit with me. Like, I say, we can still do the show. We can still do this. Like, unless I'm traveling, 99% of the time, it's Anthony Yannizzi's fault. The fact that this show gets moved. It had to get moved from Wednesday because he just never hit us up on Wednesday. And then we figured, oh, we'll go on Thursday night. Halfway through the day on Thursday, he was like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm going out for a dinner. I'm not going to be back until midnight. So we were like, oh, okay, all right. And then we were like, when can we go? He said, anytime Friday. This morning in the afternoon, he's like, oh, by the way, I'm taking my grandma out for dinner. It's always the day of. He's like, oh, by the way. But he's always available. Always available.
Always available, but always not available at the time.
It's impressive.
Very hard to get it together, but we're going to work on it. This is a little preview of hopefully what we're going to do. We did look inside the book back in the WEEI days.
You're thinking of Boston is WEEI. We're WEEU, them call signs.
Oh, pardon me. Yeah. Big difference from Boston to Reading. I apologize. Sorry. WEEU back in the day when you had them letter writers writing you personal letters.
Telling me that I'm a schmuck, fuck off, all this. Literally, old ladies would write me and be like, you're an asshole. And I'd be like, you're not wrong. But Jesus.
Thank you, Eleanor, for listening to the show.
Exactly. That's what I would always say. And I would read, I had the for the Blues Clues viewers, that we just got a letter. We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from. I would play that and read the hate mail that I would get. Handwritten hate mail I would get.
Nothing like it. SportsBKConsig@gmail.com is my email. You can reach out if you want to be a part of the show, sponsor the show. We're going to try to integrate some guests again, do some different things. Newbie's man in the controls. He's always available. And then when he's not, it's usually because something is – there's three things that we have an understanding that you're doing. Most likely you're doing one of those three things. You know what they are. That's between you and I. The Leos stick together, and that's what we're doing here. All right, on the way out for the people, I guess me and you got to do take a minute.
We'll I got a good thing. One.
We'll do this thing. We'll get it tidied up. Again, thank you all for listening and following along. He's at Newbie Talks on the Twitter, Dan Alexander. Lacrosse season is coming up. I can't wait. Mm. You got me all excited with them hats and stuff before. Hopefully, if something happens, I'm working with on that. It. I know. I can't wait because I'm going to actually partake in trying to learn the betting aspect of it. I think there'll be opportunities there. And then we'll have, you know, after this week, we'll have playoff football and the long winter abyss of basketball and hockey. But you can find winners every day if you just pay attention. And hopefully that's what we're going to be doing on the Money Show. The cash considerations, we haven't decided yet exactly the little spinoff that we're thinking. But we'll have it. Your Take a Minute segment, sir, at Newbie Talks, starts in 3, 2, 1.
So if you follow me on social media, especially on Instagram, I have the same handle wherever you can find me, at Newbie Talks. But you will know that I was extremely proud in posting that my lovely better half, Kayla, was celebrating her 3 years of sobriety on this past week. We went out for dinner. That's what, you know, I was talking about on the show earlier. But just, you know, want to take a minute to just say how absolutely inspiring and impressive it is. Like, we have an incredible connection. And, you know, I've talked about it on the show. But when I take a step back and just look at the person that she is and the inspiration that she gives people, when people see her posts about her sobriety and things, you would be shocked, Dave, how many people this week reached out to her and just said, hey, you know, maybe I'm struggling, or hey, I'm celebrating 6 months or I'm celebrating X amount of months. You know, to each their own. Some people, they like, you know, getting a little buzz on, getting this, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you, you know, if it works for you, as long as you're being smart, you're not putting other people in danger, it is what it is. But just the absolute inspiration and, you know, the self-reflection that she does, it just never ceases to amaze me. So, Dave, as you know, I absolutely love her with all my heart. But when you take a step back and even just take the whole relationship side of it and just look at it from a person-to-person perspective, absolutely incredible human being. And if you are struggling, if you're trying to go on your sober journey, if you're trying to find yourself, if you're, you know, battling demons, you always have people who you can reach out to. You always have resources that you can reach out to. And it is never too late to give yourself another chance. So absolutely love her. Absolutely love every person who's trying to take any journey to better themselves, be it sobriety, be it going to the gym, be it anything. You know, the human spirit, Dave, is something incredible. And I see that in my girlfriend every single day. And it's just something that I wanted to talk about here at the end of the show. That, Dave, is my take a minute.
Outstanding. Well said. Good message. And Kayla, when you listen back to the show, he just did that right off the cuff. So our audi back home, back east, hopefully you're listening, you hear it, you know it. Listen, when you live it, it's real. And that's what that is. That's what this show is. My take a minute segment starts right now. I just want to, one, echo those thoughts. That was outstanding. Well said. Two, the space is getting so convoluted and there's a lot of people that are facing the reality of their deals are not going to get renewed or places of employment are going to make decisions and people are going to pivot, go one way. You may have sabotage going on inside on the way out. I mean, there's all kind of things in the world with bigger shows than ours that have a lot of issues. All you can do is do your best. And all you can do, ideally, is keep it real, which is what exactly we're trying to do here, as well as what we're trying to do with Bostonian versus the Book with me and Peralt. We just celebrated 500 shows together. We did it today with a bunch of people on. It was fun. But you just have to know, in all of these discussions and sports books and people and picks and all this other stuff, always remember, nobody knows shit. That's the show for Yanitzi. He's not here at Tony Yanitzi. For Newbie, who's still here, always hanging, always banging, pause. And for Dave Sharp and myself at Sports BK Can Sing, this has been a Cash Consideration Show. Good luck with week 18. We'll see you for the playoffs.